The battle for control over the country's largest publicly traded property developer, China Vanke, has just intensified as Vanke launches a new move to counter a hostile takeover by the private developer Baonong Group. Their move is to issue new shares and sell them to Shenzhen Metro, a state-run urban transit company, in order to dilute the portion of shares owned by Baonong. In return, Vanke will acquire stakes worth about 40 to 60 billion yuan in a real estate unit of Shenzhen Metro. Baonong, a Shenzhen-based conglomerate, has been quietly building up the largest single stake in Vanke since September through its subsidiaries. By December, it owned 24.26% of Vanke, surpassing the state-owned China Resources as the largest shareholder. A takeover by a relatively obscure company like Baonong, Wang says, will destroy his company's brand. Indeed, many people would have heard about Baonong for the first time at the news that they had acquired large stakes in Vanke. Wang's previous measures to protect his company from a reputation deficit have included suspending trading of its shares in both Hong Kong and Shenzhen stock exchanges, as well as courting the investments of another private insurer, Anbang. Of course, Anbang, which has just concluded an ambitious takeover of a major US property developer, may just have the kind of pedigree that Wang might be looking for in a major stakeholder of his own company. The battle for corporate ownership of Vanke has attracted much attention, not just because of the profile of the players involved. Vanke is, of course, known for its quality houses and its owner Wang Xi's colourful lifestyle that includes mountain climbing, parachuting, as well as environmentalism, is widely publicised, his face often appearing on the cover of fashion magazines. But also because such disputes are rarely fought out in the open. It is also hard to deny the fact that Wang himself did not have a controlling stake in the company, which had amounted to leaving the door open for suitors, wanted or unwanted. The move by Baonong to acquire stakes in such a high-profile property developer not only makes financial sense, because while property equity has a dividend of 5%, its own investments yield less than that, but may also represent the beginning of a new era in China of fierce corporate takeover battles.